I actually feel that that's unwise. Because 90 times out of 10, 90% of the people that you do a risk tolerance evaluation on, if it's in a bull market phase, they exaggerate what they can handle. When it's in a bear market phase, when it's a downturn, they're more scared and they're less risk-taking. And they're letting the outer world determine it, not, you don't really don't get a true reading of what they're like. Everybody says when their market's going up, they can say they can handle lots of risk. When their market goes down, they freak out and they sell things. So the only way, mathematically, to determine a person's true fear level and risk level of investing or saving is, do they really have the cash cushion to handle it? And let me elaborate on that. In other words, if you automatically are saving money and you've got a cushion of investment sitting, a cushion of savings, and all of a sudden somebody says, look, I want you to take all your money and go put it in this high-risk investment, all this eggs in one basket. If you don't have a cushion underneath you and you put all your money in that basket, you really don't have the right, nor the skill, nor the power to go and take that risk. But if you've got a cushion of cash and another cushion of cash, another cushion of bonds, another cushion of investments, and you've got lots of cushions underneath you, and the portion that's actually going over there to that speculation is only a small portion, never more than 10%, you can handle that. No reaction. If you gained it or lost it, whatever happened to it, you won't react. You'll stick to a strategy, not emotions. So I want you to write this down. That people can tolerate 10% fluctuations without reaction. This has been proven. 10% fluctuations in any volatility they can handle without reaction. Any more than that, they're going to react, regardless of what they tell you. After interviewing a lot of people that answered risk tolerance, I would say about 90% of them were inaccurate. They were not accurate. They were emotionally based. If the market looked good, they exaggerated it. If the market looked bad, they minimized it. What I found to always be true is how much assets they had liquid. The more liquidity they have, the more tolerance they had. If they had no cushion underneath them, they were just exaggerating their tolerance level. And then what happened, they reacted according to what their real base was. They had a tremendous cushion, they were stable. They didn't have a cushion, unstable. So you want to earn the right to risk. And let me exaggerate how that can impact somebody for a moment. I'm just going to pick a number. Let's say that you earn $1,000 a day in your business. Okay? And I know that some of you earn way more than that, some way less than that. I'm just going to pick $1,000 because it's easy to work in numbers. You make $1,000 a day. And you have, let's say you have zero money in savings. Zero money in savings. Nothing. Net zero. And let's say you have a $5,000 day. How are you going to feel? If you have a $5,000 day, what's your response? Woo! Let's all do this. Yeah! Right. Next day, you have a $50 day. How do you feel? You go from wow to whoa. You change the inflection, don't you? Wow, whoa. If you go up to a $3,000 day, you get a little less elated. If you go down to a $30 day, you get depressed again. If you got zero money, it's hard to override the volatility and emotions of the company, isn't it? If you have $10, are you still going to react? If you have $100, you're probably still going to react. If you have $1,000, you're going to have a little less reaction. If you have $10,000, less reaction. If you have $100,000 in liquid money, what is likely to occur if you have an up or down day? Less. That's why large capitalization companies in the stock market that have large capitalization are more stable and less volatile, and small capitalized companies are more volatile. So I want you to get that. This is a very important component of where I'm going to go with this. So I want you to get, the greater the capitalization, the greater the stability. The greater the capitalization, the greater the stability of a company. One of the number one things that kills companies is undercapitalization, isn't it? That kills more companies than anything. So capitalization stabilizes companies. If you stabilize companies, you increase the quality of the clients. Because you're not in a desperate situation to take on desperate clients. You increase the probability of predictability and certainty in the company by having stabilization. Now, the gentleman that went out there and saved money and just stuck it in the bank and had absolute certainty in where that money was going to be at a certain time, as he built up a cushion, his company was stable. Now, listen carefully. This is a very important component that you don't get somewhere. You don't get it for most people. The difference between what you can get in your company, out of the company, compared to the difference of taking that same money and putting it into a speculation to try to get a big killing off it, the return that you get in the company of stabilizing the company and your own psychology is going to give you a long or greater return than putting it into the marketplace with high volatility, even though you might get a bigger return as far as off that investment. Are you with me? So let's just say that you took this money and you stabilized it, and it's very liquid, it's pure liquid, versus you put it over here in a speculation that might make you 20% or 10%. The 20% you get over here compared to you stabilizing the company, the stabilization of the company is going to earn you a long-term better yield than that difference. And the stabilization to your psyche and the development of discipline to yourself, in the long run, for the sake of the company, the company is your primary income source until your money becomes your secondary income source or eventually your primary income source. So anything you can do to stabilize your primary in primary income to make it more certain and predictable is to your advantage.